ازيك يا باشمهندس عبد الجبار؟ يا اخي ميسا بتنخس. ازيك يا باشمهندس داني الشيني؟ بس يشوف حالك فور شليمان فور شلومو زالمن بن روسيا. اوكي بس هاي مورنينج. We are finally at packet two, but you know, all those packets that we did are very fundamental SODOS. So packet one and 1A and supplement and all these things of, you know, of Simon Kuf tests. Okay, so the topic of this packet, Yedias HaTarovis. So it means like this, that what is the din? If some, say we had these cases, right? McDonald's, McDovid's, right? All these things, all the different mixtures and things. And then we discussed what the halachas are, etc. But let me ask you a question. What if something fell, you had a tarovis, but you were unaware of the tarovis? Say, for example, you know, my wife likes to tell the story that she was with the kids and my mother-in-law. They were in Florida, and I think they ordered an Uber Eats, hey, look at Uber Eats, and they got a delivery from this place. And you know, they advertised that they're kosher and etc. And then my wife got to see the delivery, and there was no sign that was kosher, no wrapping, no taping, no vat of this, vat of that. So you know, she called. That's what I always do when I go to a restaurant. I just looking for the ta'uda. I was just in a restaurant in a very Hamish neighborhood, and I saw the Uda, but it was outdated. So I called up, you know, because I mean, I was assuming that it's probably going to be okay, but you know, what's the point of the Uda if it's outdated? You know, so I called up and it was okay, and they said that they really have one there. They have to put it out, whatever. But you know, sometimes you have to check these things up. So my wife, she checked it up, and the reply was, "We're not kosher anymore." Imagine that. If they wouldn't have checked up, they would have managed to be eating chazer or whatever they, you know. So you know. So, well, what if you would have a situation where you got the food from a restaurant, you went to all different kosher restaurants, and you got meat and they're all put together, and then it turns out there was what five pieces of meat, say, were from McDovid's. McDovid's was always under Breuer's Hechsher, now McDovid's. And then there was another one that was under, supposedly was kosher, but now, like my wife said, they're no longer kosher, so they have treif meat. And it was all put together, but they were not aware of it. They were not aware of it. Saying my wife's kids, they're lucky. They were aware of it before they ate it, and I think my wife said they refunded the Uber Eats, refunded the money or whatever it was, you know. So they, you know, they. But what if it was put in? It was Bataruvas now, and then afterwards you found out that one of the meat pieces of meat was treif. So you had a sheer bittel, so maybe no problem. That was okay. It's good that it was, it would have been better if it were kosher, but it was treif. But you had a sheer, and say it was bottle. And then 2 days later, you get a phone call, this is, I'm calling to tell you that, that you should know that that really wasn't kosher, and, we're sorry we didn't tell you sooner. So do we say, well, you're okay, because anyway, it's bottle? Or do we say this following chiddush? And we'll have to see if does this chiddush exist or not. But the question is, maybe bittul only sets in if you are aware that the taruvus exists. But if you were unaware of the taruvus, no, you thought it was all kosher, so you didn't know that there was a bittul going on. You didn't know there was a bittul going on. You thought everything was kosher, five kosher, one treif, but you thought it was all kosher. And in the end, it turned out you thought we had six kosher pieces of meat, and really you had five and one treif, but it was bittul. What do we say? No, bittul only exists when there is a yediyas hataravos.
Why would that
Why
be?
would that be so, right? In other words,
That's
Chora, I would,
very
what?
subjective. Meaning you might know that there's a Torah that you're aiming for. For me, I don't know that there is now.
Right. I mean, for one person it would be kosher, and one person it wouldn't be kosher. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's subjective. And you find that to be a little bit strange,
Yeah.
either it's kosher or not. Right. So we'll have to see. But there's going to be a lot of poskim who are going to say that the concept of bittul is only what? When there's a yediyah. And a bli yediyah, no bittul. And that is a very big chiddush. That's a very big chiddush.
Do we pass it like a rush that never?
Well, we saw, what did we see in Shulchan Aruch?
So,
But what did we see in Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. So, yes, if you want to look here, it's on page 13. Yavish be Yavish in his battle. Chad betray. In Bishlam Kulab Yechad Afil Lechol Cholecha Bifnei Atzmo. Asur. Mutul Harbor, yeah. Okay, so that was the machlokas over there, but the question is, what about what's the story with this halacha? What's the story with this halacha? Do you need a yediyas hataravos or not for something to be? To be bottle. And if you do, why should that be so? But the car that shouldn't impact the other machlokas, right? Of this hapech or not this hapech, or maybe it should. You tell me. But, so let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on this topic. Kuftes. Let us look. Page, shall we? Three. Yeah, on page 13. Yovish be Yovish, you see page 13, Chuf test base. Shenizbatel Chad betray. Right. In Bishlam Kulam Ke'echad, a few lechel called Echad Bifne'atzmo Aser. Right. So, assuming like the Rashba, right. So that means that each time you can't eat them all together, right? So what happens if you cook them together? So then it's also, because if you cook them together, that means each time that you're eating one of the ones that were treif in reality. So you can't do that, right? Because the Rosh Prashita is that you have to have separate.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So he says, so therefore, in Rotsa Levashlam Yachad, the Ancham Shishim, Mutalabros Lem Kadeshir, Shishim Levashlam, the Ancham Shishim Levatal is. So again, so he's supposed to eat each one separately, but if you cook them all together, then it's Asr. In Rotsa Levashlam Yachad, the Ancham Shishim, but if you want to cook them together, so then you would need shishim, and then you could be mosif. So this is we're assuming like the Rashba that it has to be separate, right? So therefore, if you just like you can't eat them together, if you cook them, that's like eating them together, right? Now, so says look in the shach now. You sif cut nude base. But say you want to take the three pieces, and you'll cook two in one pot and the other in another pot. So that's okay, because you could always say the treif one is in the other pot, right? If you cook them in three separate pots, that's for sure okay. If you cook them two pots, two in one in the other, that's also okay, because you're not eating them together. And even if you cook them in two pots before you knew. In other words, you had no idea, you got three things. You thought they were all from McDonald's, all three. But one of them was really from McDonald's. But you got deliveries, you thought it was all McDonald's. And one was really McDonald's, and you cook them in separate pots. So it's also okay. So says that's the Bach says that. So says the Shach on the third line. Afi ani is daiti the had the matir harashba b'vishlo mishteik deus him shum teve the node of the nispatal maratora gamid rabbanon barov el b'vishlo miyachan also mishum chozer ha'isu v'nisari imahet. So he says the Shach says not true. The Shach says like this, that say you got three pieces of meat and you thought they were all McDonald's. But really, one was two McDonald's, one was McDonald's. And then you cook them separately. So says the Rashba, Usser. Usser. Why? Because since you didn't know, then Midoraisa, it's not butter. It's not butter. So not only, in other words, forget about this extra thing. In other words, this push-up shot, that the whole discussion whether you have to, one thing or two things. But first, you have to get rid of the daraisa. And if you didn't know that there was a McDonald's one in there, That means it's not batal. So that means that you have one of those pieces of meat is treif. So either the one in the two pots are treif, and now it made both things treif in that pot that had the two, or the one is treif. But now you're not going to be able to eat anything because it's a suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. Because you had no knowledge. You had no knowledge that there was a bittul going on.
I
the Bach.
Yeah.
What?
I don't understand why you did the d'oraisa.
That's you'll have to understand. But that's what the Shach is saying. You might not understand it, but we'll get to that.
Isn't this from the beginning of d'oraisa?
Well, one second. So, no, in other words, if you had a yediyah before, and then it was batal. Now you want to cook it, you could, so you have to just make sure that you don't eat it all together, the rash bashit. But if you didn't have yediyah, it's not batal. And therefore, if you would eat any of those pieces, we violate issur d'oraisa, according to the Shach.
Of what?
Nevela? Of nevela, the veila, yeah, treifa, whatever it is. Wow. It's not going to help that you put it in two pots because there was no vibital. Because what's the tarovas? Is these three things. What's the potential tarovas? But you didn't know that there was even a tarovas there. You thought there was three kosher pieces of meat. You just didn't have a big enough pot to cook all three in one. So you put two in one in the other, and you cooked. So says the Shach, Lafi Ani is daitin, the Hadda Mate Rashba, the Mashras is Makel, the Bishlom, Bishtek Deros, Hainu Mishum Dekeim, the Noda, Vin is Batel, Menat Torah, Vegami Drabonim, Barov. It's Batel Menat Torah, it's Batel Midrabonim, but there's a separate thing, Levashlom Yachar, also Mishum Shechozer Isser, Vin is Arev, Im Heter, right, that's what the Rashba said, because then it looks like lach balach. You know, it's similar to the lach balach scenario.
Why is the issur by cooking not?
There is no issur with the cooking.
No, I'm saying, like, why do you need to be here by cooking?
No, even if you didn't cook. Even if you didn't cook. Eating. The issur is the eating.
Ah, so if you had
in other words, you're asking a question. What if you cooked it?
You're sitting down.
It's not going to help because you already cooked it, meaning it wasn't batal yet. You're right. So you already trafed it up. You already trafed it up. It's not batal. At the time you cooked it, it wasn't batal.
Because you don't know which one is treif.
Right. So you have to. Everyone is a potential one that's treif.
Yeah, but isn't that the whole thing of rove?
Only when you have bittel.
But isn't this.
You only have bittel when there's a taruvus. And the chiddush of the Shach is that you need yediyas hataruvus. In other words, till now, I never told you this halacha. All we were talking about is that you need, you need rove. And it has to be Eino Nikar. We're going to have a separate packet about that, Eino Nikar. But now we're adding a new dimension. And we'll have to see. Does everyone agree? But the Shach is the Shach. You know, and the Shach says, so you have to know every Shach. That's for sure. You know, whether we get a Paskin, not Paskin. But the Shach is like, that's the bread and butter. You know, but that's the Shach's finish. I mean,
just to be clear, the Shach's case is where you only have two pots, so two of the throw with one of the throws together. And if I had three pots and I take one of each, then the throw was still existing, right? Because the three pieces never cooked themselves together.
And you didn't have a yidiyah?
Doesn't matter. I mean, you know, if I cooked them, didn't think they were all
kosher. If you cooked them in three, say you cooked the three separate pots, but you didn't know.
Now that I know, it's still one throw. Because I didn't cook two pieces of meat together, so those two pieces of meat didn't contaminate each other.
Right.
So now it's one
tarovus
still, so I cooked that.
It's not
a tarovus. So. If you had three pieces of meat, and the reality was one was treif,
right,
and you didn't know about it,
yeah,
But you didn't eat it yet. You just cooked.
And you just cooked, right? And now you know or you don't know? You still don't know.
And then I find out after I filled it.
But you didn't eat it, right. Yeah, so now it's batal.
It's batal, and all those stones are kosher.
And now everything is...
It's only about two pieces on one
stone. In other words, 1 second. Let's think for a second. If, in other words, when you cooked it in the pot, so when you cooked it, so you didn't know, so it wasn't batal. So you want to know if you cooked it before, in other words, one of them was treif. So the question is, it could be that the pot got treif.
Yeah, but the food is kosher.
But why is the pot got treif? All the leos are bought them.
In other words, if you assume that you need yediyah to be bottle, and there was no yediyah, so once the yediyah happened, now it's bottle, and then the pots are probably also bottle.
Everything that came from it also is bottle.
We're going to have to learn the halachas of if you have a treif pot that get mixed in with kosher pots, what's the halacha?
Fiddled
by Caleb. Right, Lachor. Once you know now the taruvus is chal. Because part of being a taruvus for being batel is yediyah sataruvus.
Because if you have two, then the two give time to each other.
Right, so you were
one. Right, but
in this case, it's now. That if you cook them in separate pots, it's okay. Even if you bevashel them. If you bishlo mistake, there's kodim shenod that harovus muter lachakach. So even kodim. So we're going to see. So what's the machlokus? How come the Bach permitted it? So the Maram Shik. Maram Shik on page 14. Well, Shik, that's your Mishpacha. That's right. It's your Mishpacha. Maram Shik is the Shik family. Huh? Yeah. Do they have a family tree? You have a family tree?
No, but it's going to come from the brother.
The brother of Maram Shik. You mean all the Shiks of today come from the brother?
No, their family.
Their family.
Father.
Wow. You can probably make a tree. It's not so crazy, right? That would be a good project. So the Maram Shig says, "Hashda dasin lachachem yeshavim heitiv divrei Bach sheikshel demashach. The Bach there is really min haTorah afilu below noda bottle ella shabach hosiv al divrei anal da afilu bevade iser shemsav yavi yeshavim lo noda nechlat lebeis muter." So he's saying that the Bach Shita is, the Maram Shik wants to say that the din of Yediyah is only a din de Rabbanan. In other words, Midaraisa, it's bottle. It's only Midrabbanan that it's not bottle. It's only Midrabbanan that's not bottle. So therefore, it's all.
He said it's okay.
He says about. He says, midaraisa, but midrabanan. In other words, he's trying to explain why did the Bach permit, even. He says because it's only an issa de rabanan, right? The Bach also the field bevada issa shem sar b'yom yishvei for lonod of lechel bei is mutter acha chafil rashba. The Talmud is feeling came to lonod of minatar batal. The Rabban amru to lo batal. Yeah, if you the rabban yomru im ochel hatar this yom perov lo nodaf sheid ochel over isu the rabbanim mishal lo noda there is enough community because yigzur alav she over avera bedova she yevshal lo sakin. There is, he said that he, in other words, it's only a din the rabbanim, and therefore since he didn't know about it. Lo noda she ochel over yisud rabbanon talmisha lo noda leizen afkemina. In other words, if you don't know, so what is chachamim are going to make a gzeira on you that you were over at avera? That so b'meila it could be niskan lemafreya. And that's the Bach Shita. So in other words, so once you're going to know later on, and you did it, so then everything will be okay.
Rebbe.
Yes.
So somebody asked me if the way we were learning that Yavish B'Yavish is like a mix up in the head. Like it's mixed up in the guy's head. So then, how could it be? If that's the case, that it'll be very mistaber that you need the satarimus because you're confused. And meaning, if the whole mix up is in your head,
if it wasn't in your head, then
right.
Yehuda is saying he thinks that it makes a lot of sense. This din of Yedia. Why? Because he's saying, if the whole taruvus is in your head, it's not a physical taruvus. So then, what makes the taruvus is you're the suffix in your head. But if you don't have any suffix in your head, then there's no taruvus.
Right, so much so I don't understand the other side now.
One second. Yeah, so so Yehuda, you machaving to Rav Shimon Shkop. Let's see Rav Shimon Shkop on page 10, right? The Ine,
I have a question. I think this is what Daniel was asking before. According to the Shach, right, you didn't know about Tarubas. You put them all to different pots, right, and you cook them. And now you know about the Tarubas. So why don't we just say that from now on, since you know about it, even after they were cooked, now there's a Tarubas in all the different pots. And then there's three pots.
Right. You mean if it's three pots or two pots?
Three pots.
Three pots. Right. So now there'll be bottom.
They would be
bottled. Yeah. Three pots, they would be bottled. If it's in two pots, so then already you missed.
Well, Asha says shake beers, you need to shake beers. Dafka, it doesn't mean you put them in each and separate pots.
No, because you have three. If you have three pieces, and two are in one, and one is in the other. So then the two is not bottled because there's no idea. Once there's the idea, but you're already contaminated. Because one, it was one and one. So we saw the bad one is in the path that has the two. Then said it wasn't bottle, and now it can't be, and it already contaminated the other one. And it's not, so now it can't be bottle anymore because it already, you didn't have rove. It was one against one. Well, so now Rav Shimon Shkop is here, Daniel, to answer your question. So what's the Svar, why is Yedia? So let's look in packet 10, in page 10. The confusion is by the Lo Noda Taruvas Eda Bidul Chalgam and Atorah, Hishitus Hashach, the Pri Chodesh. And according to the Shach and the Pri Chodesh, that it's a Dindaraisa. of al time the milsal opirshalado. In other words, the Shach and the Pri Chadosh don't explain to us yet what the reason, like you're asking, Daniel. The Niralani of Night, they came in the Sod Bittel Shechicha Torah, who she isum ur of Behet of Idolat Sophic, or call Echad Shemuhua Isser, and they said it's Nagate, Koha Isser Shalami, and Koha Hedder Shalrov, Koha Shamir, Menagate La Rov, Amma Torah, Achway Ran and Hatos, Botel Hadin Shalamir. Okay, and Elena was born in Aza Pravish, named the Ram Shamarno Chosek. Now, what's lacking? If you don't have Yedias HaTarovas. You name it, Vram She'enu Nevlolim, Timo Yovish B'Yovish. Shekol Chaticho Meretz B'Fnei Atzma, Hayamokom Lomar, Dekodim Yedias HaTarovas, Adayin Ein Shein Tarovas Al Zeh. Yehuda? Yehuda? That's what you said, Yehuda. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you here?
Yeah.
That's what you said. In other words, because the whole thing is in the head. But if you didn't know, there's no head. Headless. You don't know. L'havdil zemizeh. Nimtza shasofi shenol olam ochas echaticha shem hu iser adezeh shenasa tarovus. In other words, that's what made the tarovus. It's not a physical tarovus. Zehu inyan tarovus. V'kodu shenol de inyan zeh shel kahis chalfus meina chatichas eishum shaychus meina chatichas zula zula l'isru l'heter. Lo shaych b'zeh miyot v'rov. V'chol achas dina chemoshu. V'zeh poshu l'boru. Okay, so that's by Yovish B'Yovish. But the question is there a concept of Yedias HaTarovus even by Lach B'Lach? Right? In other words, if this is the Svara, this is a good Svara for Yovish, because Yovish is not a physical Tarovus, it's only in the head. So if there was no Yedia, there was no... But Tarovus Lach B'Lach, Shenasa Guf Echad, Shebo Miut Isuv Rav Heter, Afim Yavo Elio, Lo Yafitem Zemizeh, B'Kai Gavna, So he's saying, like what Moshe Rosenzweig says, that that he thinks by lach balach, there the tarovus is a what? Is a physical thing. So therefore you have a tarovus even without the idea. The only thing is the kavod that we showing him lo chilku b'inyan zeh. Then you had to have yidia lachalik by yavish b'yavish and lach b'lach. Aleinu lomar dekodem yidia chosu prat hashi. So he says, but the Rishonim we don't find make that distinction. In other words, the Rishonim don't say that the din of yidia is only.
Well, that's because he made an assumption about lach
b'lach. But he's saying that we don't find in the earlier sources a distinction between lach balach and yavish biyavish. If you want to say iruchanami, like that iruchanami by lach balach, you don't need it. They didn't say it. Maybe it's pashut that by lach balach you don't need a yedia because the tarovus is already physical.
It would also be that by lach balach the understanding
is not given. So now, based on that, he wants to give in and give a different shot to why you did Satarovus. So what's his, right? In other words, he said this great pshat, right? He said this great pshat to explain the halacha, right? He gave a great pshat. And now he's a little saying, but that really shouldn't apply to lach balach. So maybe in a chanami, it doesn't. But like Moshe was implying. But he said, but the Rishon, we don't see the Rishon make a chiluk. So therefore, he wants to now say a different pshat in the whole thing, which would apply both to lach balach and yavish b'yavish. Not the pshat of making the tar that the yediyah makes the tarovus, so it's no yediyah, it's not a tarovus, because then l'chor that shouldn't apply by lach balach. So he says, Aleinu lomar to kodem yediyah chasu prat hasheni should be so did a bitul. In other words, he says, first of all, he started off by saying there are different ways you could explain why is there no lach b'lach. There's no why do you need a yediyah? Either because there's no yediyah, there's no tarovus, or no, there is a tarovus, but there's no hisnagdus. We'll have to explain that. Alain Lomar, the Kodomi Yediyah Chasa Prat Hashenim, Shem Sodin Abedol, Shu Inyan Ha Nigud. The Cholz Melen Sheena Taruvus Nogay of Ezedin, Eina Miet Menage Kulm Larov. In other words, what's the concept of Bittel? Mutter Osir, right? But if I don't know about it, so in other words, though there's his nagdus, the mutter says you can eat it, the also says you can't. I want to know, what should I do? Like Rav Shechter says, go like a nihug. This nagdusu nasis rak mishasa yediyah. Shenogei la'odam l'snag b'zeh l'heter l'isur b'fo'al. Well, according to my yediyah, Eina rog misnag el amir v'amir al rov came with Eino nogei adai l'maisa. Shemhochi lo nischadis b'zeh shum heter alizdei hataruvas. So what does that mean? In other words, I think the way Rav Shechter once explained that, in other words, a rove is a nihuk. It's telling you this is where you act. This is what you can do. This is what you can't do. But a nihuk is only when I'm a vakish. I have a question. When I realize there's a question, so I'm asking the Torah, what should I do? So the Torah says, okay, you can follow the rove. But if there was no idea that there's a problem, then the rove doesn't kick in. Rove is a niyug, a response to a query. If I don't have the query, then the rove doesn't apply. Because the rove is not a reality of something. The rove is telling the Adam what he should do. That's called a niyug. It's not saying the metzias that because we know that the halacha is that there is treif there. So the rov is saying, okay, what should I do? I'm asking my rabbi, what should I do? I have rov. I have rov had to meet this. What should I do? So it says, okay, you can follow the rov. But if you don't have a idea, a knowledge that something was a problem, you thought everything was good. So then Rove doesn't kick in, because Rove is a response to your question. That's how the Torah sets in Rove. The way Rav Shechter says, you call that a nihuk. It's telling you how you should act, meaning it's a response to my question. You know, I don't know what to do. 1 second. So therefore, if you don't have any knowledge that there was a question, then Rove doesn't kick in. And therefore, that would apply both by Lach B'Lach and Yavish V'Yavish. That's another totally different way of explaining the concept of yediyah.
Yeah. I feel like you could also explain the Sharia, even if you don't say rove is a bira, right? You can still say, if you say rove is something more, like let's say a bira that's teaching you something to actually mutter. He's still saying that you have this clash between rove and bira, therefore the rove cancels out the bira. Even if it's not just in you, he's saying you only have this clash if you know that there's a suffering.
But ultimately, you're saying the same thing.
No, I am. I'm saying it's
because
you're not always forced to say that Rome's in here. According to the chapter of the child,
yeah.
Right? You have to say Rome is just in here.
Yeah.
You don't really know what's going on. So even if you say Rome is something stronger,
It's a beer, but it's only a beer. Or this is not. But I mean, you want to bring in the Telzeran. That's what you want to do. That's basically what he's trying to do. But we'll get to that like sometime in the future. There's a famous rhyme that's called the Telzerot. You see, in the old days, there used to be Telz Yeshiva. There's still Telz Yeshiva, but everyone like became brisk. That's the way the world evolved. Everyone has to be a brisker these days. So all the Telz people are also briskers. The Telz had their own way of learning. Shimon Shkop was Telz. It was more philosophical, more trying to, they say that Rabbi Horowitz says, the brisk is what, and Shimon Shkop was why. If you want to know why, so he's trying to explain why. The brisk, why is you're not allowed to ask why. Moshe Lichtenstein wrote a whole article on this, whatever. But the difference between if Shimon Shkop is dealing with the why. Okay, but we'll get to that. Okay, you want to say your way, you can say your way also. I have personally liked the first way, but again, kasha he had on it is that we don't find Pashas is in the poskim we've shown them that they use the din of Fidia even by Lach Balach. So meaning if I would have a vat of treif milk, of kosher milk, and then some treif milk falls in. And it's bottle b'shishim. And I already drank the milk. Right? I already drank the milk. So then I didn't have a yediyah. So then it wasn't bottle. So then on Yom Kippur, when you clap al-chet shekatanu fenech machal of mishta, you have to keep in mind that you drank something that wasn't bottle because there was no yediyah sataruvus.
I mean, the fida, the Reb Shimon's first mahalach. I mean, I'm biased because I was saying it before, but the Reb Shimon's first mahalach. So, what, like, if now he came up with the second mahalach that answers, that explains why it would even apply by laf balaf. But in the end of the day, the way we define yavish biyavish is that it's a mix confusion in the head. So then, how could anyone not hold of ideas hataravis by yavish biyavish? Saying it sounds like an ironclad. If the definition of yavish biyavish is that you have a confusion that it's a mix up in the head, there's no actual mixture. So then, how could you say that?
I'll tell you. But you could say like this: that once you have a yediyah later on, the mafreya, it was batel.
Mafreya, it's batel, even if it was like bezach or zeh.
In other words, you could have said theoretically, one could have said, say, I thought I bought three. I thought I had three McDavids, and really I had only two McDavids and one McDonald's, but I only found out about that later. So you could have said that once you know, so now I'm afraid it's...
Right. No, but let's say in the case where, let's say you mixed in...
But if you want to say that you're making the taruvis, so then you it's hard to say the Mafreya, but theoretically you could have said that it works the Mafreya.
Right, but even if, like, let's say there was one, and then let's say before
you walked in here today, we thought it's a reality. Either you have two against one, or you don't have two against one. Whether I knew about it, I didn't know about it, that shouldn't make a difference.
Yeah.
Right. Let's say, like in the case in the Mishnah in Trumas, where you have one falls in, and then another one falls in, and you only found out later. And that,
okay,
and
so we're going to get to that. I don't want to bring that in. There's a reason why I'm presenting the order. It's a shita. Why am I starting with a shach instead of doing the Mishnah first in Trumas? There's a reason for it. Because I want you to understand what the conventional wisdom is. Of the, there's a din of idea and who said it. And then to see... The old source is really to challenge the conventional wisdom. So, but if you don't know the conventional wisdom first, then so the progression, the logical progression of the presentation, is to first present the conventional wisdom, and then we could see what other sources say that maybe may support or not, or disagree with the conventional wisdom.
Excuse me, Rabbi. By Dine Nefashos, if the Beis Din of 71 unanimously declare the person guilty, Chayav Misa, that judgment is rejected. You have to have a Isnagdus there.
Right.
Similar to here.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Does this work for my idea for other people? I mean,
if I'm looking excellent question. In other words, what if I know but you didn't know?
Yeah, I'm going to have to tell every teacher
Excellent, excellent. In other words, you have to tell everyone, and then they'll all leave your, you know.
Never
come to you for Shabbos. Yeah, it was, you know. So now that you mentioned it, look on page 5 in the Yerushalmi. There's the Yerushalmi. Pshita shiid yoso matarasa. Yidiyas chaveru ma'u shehitiv. That's your question. It's in the Yerushalmi. In other words, it says yidiyas chaveru. Does Yedias Chaveiro work or not? What if Yedias Sofik Mahu? Yedias Sofik. In other words, you're not sure if there's a McDonald's there. Is that good enough? So all these questions are asked in the Yerushalmi. Okay, so today I just presented this to you, and Bez Hashem on Wednesday I'd like to show you other sources. Like, where does it say Yediyah in the Mishnah? Like, where's the early sources for that? And from the early sources, is it really muchach that this whole din exists? And then there's some chidushim in the achronim as well. Okay? So we'll stop here for now. We're not gonna, you know, we got, you know, and Be'ez Hashem, on Wednesday we'll continue. But that, at least you got the, you know, the machlokas, the shach and the bach, and the maram shik, and the rav shimish gop. That's the, you know, the conventional wisdom. And then we'll see from there what else could be said. Okay?